This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Now, right across Australia on the Community Radio Network, this is QNN, a look back at the events of the week in news and sport, important to gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender, and intersex communities. QNN.
Hi there, I'm Matthew Wade and this is your QNN News Update. Teachers in New South Wales public schools have been banned from educating their students about gender theory after an independent review of the state's sex education resources. Teachers in the state will now no longer be encouraged to de-gender their language and will no longer be able to teach students that gender is a social construct. The review was initiated in September last year in light of concerns around the Education Department's Teacher Toolbox resource, which appeared to be repackaged material from the Safe Schools program. A new HIV campaign aims to redefine safe sex by raising awareness about new HIV approaches to prevention that don't always involve condoms. Launched by ACON, the How Do You Do It campaign will educate same-sex attracted men about new options such as pre-exposure prophylaxis, or PrEP, and undetectable viral loads. The campaign was launched to coincide with the start of this year's Mardi Gras festival, and will see a widespread advertising campaign, including a group of Uber drivers who have volunteered to have their private vehicles wrapped with the campaign artwork for 3 weeks. A HIV-positive activist has been named this year's Mr. Gay New Zealand for raising community awareness around the virus. Charlie Treadway beat out 9 other finalists for the win and will now represent the country at the Mr. Gay World Finals in Spain later this year. The advocate explained why he was so passionate about advocating for HIV, saying, "I think it's one of the most taboo topics, mired in shame and shrouded in misinformation, more than just about anything else in our community." And the New Zealand government has announced it will pardon the gay and bisexual men previously convicted of historic gay sex offences in the country. The move was announced by Justice Minister Amy Adams and will allow nearly 200 people convicted before homosexual law reform in 1986 to have their convictions erased. The law change will create a new scheme wherein people that have been convicted of indecency between males, sodomy, or keeping places of resort for homosexual acts can apply to the Secretary of Justice for a pardon. And for the first time ever in Nepal's history, trans people have sat the civil service exam. Those vying for government jobs in Nepal must sit civil service exams run by the Public Service Commission, or the PSC. The PSC reported for the 2015 and 2016 financial year that 651 trans people sat the exam after the gender options were changed to include male, female, and other. And lawmakers in Tennessee are attacking same-sex marriage in the US after reintroducing the controversial bathroom bill that would require students in public schools to use the bathrooms and locker rooms matching the gender on their birth certificates. Senator May Beavers and Representative Mark Pody recently filed the Tennessee Natural Marriage Defense Act, a direct attack on marriage equality and something that would ignore the country's 2015 ruling in favor of same-sex marriage. That was your QNN News Update. Now to Tanya with your sport report.
A former soccer star in Britain is campaigning to end homophobia in schools. Ex-Ranger Derek Ferguson is running the Time for Inclusive Education scheme and is asking the Scottish Government to introduce LGBT education into schools and stop bullying. A group study shows that 9 in 10 LGBT youth face homophobia in their school years, and Ferguson believes this education will help build empathy and create respectful relationships between young people. The Boston Bruins NHL team have wrapped their hockey sticks in rainbows to stand up against homophobia. The National Hockey League hosted a Hockey is for Everyone night for the Bruins versus Canucks game, where the Bruins raised up their sticks in prime tape during the warm-up and adopted a rainbow logo on social media as a show of solidarity with the LGBT community. A silent auction raffled off the autographed sticks, with proceeds going to the You Can Play project. And finally, women's AFL players Mia Rae Clifford and Penny Culler-Reid have become the first elite football couple to come out. The 30 and 29-year-old are proudly engaged and played each other on Saturday night in the Melbourne v Collingwood match. The girls say they don't want to shy away from the fact that they are together. No VFL or elite AFL male player has ever come out as gay, but Clifford says if one or two players can take the first step, things might change. With the QNN Sports Update, I'm Tanya Lewis.
Thanks, Tanya. That's what's making news in the world of LGBTI news this week. The QNN team will be back here next week, or you can subscribe on iTunes. Just search for QNN. I'm Matthew Wade.
Thanks to a dedicated team of volunteers. That was QNN.
QNN is produced at Joy 94.9, Australia's only radio station dedicated to providing informing, uplifting and empowering content for the diverse gay and lesbian communities. QNN is funded by the Community Broadcasting Foundation and heard nationally each week on the Community Radio Network. Follow QNN on Twitter at QNN Australia.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.